KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, it's cloudy and breezy, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for to be mostly cloudy through about mid-morning, then partly cloudy, a high near 62 with winds north of 15 to 25 miles per hour, diminishing this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening set July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from noon until 11 p.m. each day as the dates and times for fireworks celebrations in advance of and on Independence Day. They also approved certain street closings for special events to include 6th Street from Chestnut to Poplar every Thursday evening from 3 until 6:45 p.m. from June 6th through September 30th for produce in the park. 4th Street from Chestnut to Walnut Street on July 17th from 7 a.m. until midnight for the Shift ATL Farm to Table fundraiser. In other business, the council approved the sale of city-owned real estate at 211 West 6th Street to Jeff Pross in the amount of $1, with the promise that he'll build a home valued at $100,000 or more on the lot. Pross said that the stick-built home will have wood siding. Earlier, the council had discussed that he had chosen steel siding, but after some on the council objected, the decision was made to use a more traditional appearance in a residential area, hence the wood siding. The council, however, voted 5-2 against accepting a bid from Chuck Templeman for the purchase of lots at 204 West 3rd, 202 West 3rd, and 211 Locust Street over desire to see those lots used for a bigger project, such as a possible downtown retirement community. Templeman had been willing to pay $4,810 for the property so he could build a garage for his nearby rental properties. Councilman Dick Cassidy and Pat McCurdy voted in favor of selling those properties. McCurdy pointed out the properties are not in an area conducive to new home construction.
It's basically in a floodplain. Huh? Where it's at. You know where we're talking about?
I know where it's at.
Yeah.
You can build it up. There's plenty of floodplain.
And you think we're going to build a house down there?
No. It might be if you had an urban renewal. Well, driveway's in the same place.
I think we should sell it where we get a chance. He's willing to give us a decent price.
Yep.
That's where I'm at.
I agree.
McCurdy was speaking there with Mayor Dave Jones. Councilperson Kathy Summers said she's never known that particular area to be prone to flooding.
I know that for years there's been discussion of the city buying these properties in that neighborhood for the possible future development of the retirement type of facility being close to a downtown. I've never seen that area flood. It's in my ward, so it might be in a flood zone, but I have not. I've witnessed the east side of town flooding for sure, but the west side of town, I've never seen that flood.
After considerable discussion and vote, Chuck Templeman withdrew his bid for those properties.
I was doing the city a favor, but I guess it wasn't.
I thought you were too.
Well, you might have been. I just felt like we needed a little
bit. We had to look at it. We've been talking for years of developing something down there.
Yeah, talking for years, and nothing's ever happened.
A bunch of years for anything done.
Well, the biggest thing is we're trying to find houses for land, and everybody owns the land. Now we got some land we'd like to do something with.
Pat McCurdy said after we're passing up a wonderful opportunity, Mayor Jones said the future of the properties would be sent to a committee for further study and recommendation. Separately, a recommendation for a bid of $650 for city-owned property at 611 Lynn Street from James Hemphill died for a lack of emotion. In other business, the Atlantic City Council set May 19th as the date for a public hearing on an amended fiscal year 21 budget. They passed the third and final readings of ordinances pertaining to a time frame for removal of snow from sidewalks and vehicles from city streets following a snowstorm. Both passed by votes of 5-2, with Councilman McCurdy and Barons opposed. McCurdy reiterated his contention for reducing the time frame from 72 hours to 24 hours because it was not enough time for his tenants and other citizens. He would have preferred 48 hours as an alternative. And finally, Mayor Dave Jones read a proclamation that says May 2nd through the 9th is Professional Municipal Clerks Week in Atlantic as a means of honoring their precise organization, record, and bookkeeping skills, which without the city as a business organization could not function, according to the proclamation. Police in Shenandoah say an Atlantic man was arrested Tuesday night on a theft charge. 33-year-old Zane Edward Zaliga was taken into custody at around 10:15 p.m. on charges of theft in the third degree and possession of drug paraphernalia. Zaliga's arrest followed a reported incident of theft at the Casey's General Store in Shenandoah. Bond at Page County Jail was set at $2,300. The pursuit of a semi-tractor trailer that began along Interstate 80 in Adair County ended some 40 to 50 miles west in rural Shelby County. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Ryan DeVault said the chase began at around 7:10 a.m. Wednesday near mile marker 74.
The semi-driver failed to yield to those emergency lights. I know our trooper tried to get up beside him and in front of him, and just to let him know that he was there in case he wasn't seeing those lights. But it became pretty apparent when the semi-driver took an evasive action around our trooper, then continued onto the interstate at a higher rate of speed than what the trooper originally had him at. It became apparent at that point in time that the driver of that semi was trying to elude law enforcement.
Pursuit continued westbound on I-80 to exit 51, the Marnie exit, despite attempts to slow that semi by stop sticks.
During that 20-mile stretch on Interstate 80, I know there were at least two sets of stop sticks that were deployed by the Iowa State Patrol, and I believe the Cass County Sheriff's Office also deployed a set of stop sticks, just trying to deflate those tires on that semi, you know, to bring this pursuit to a safe and successful end.
Trooper DeVault said the driver exited I-80 north into Shelby County at the Marnie exit to 200th Street, which is a gravel road. The chase continued on multiple gravel roads in southeastern Shelby County, and eventually the driver ended up on County Road M-47 north of Walnut near Prairie Rose State Park.
At that point in time, another deputy was able to successfully set out spike strips that deflated both front tires. Even with both front tires deflated, the driver of the semi tried to keep eluding and kept going. Eventually, both tires and tread were completely gone off the front of the semi once he finally came to a stop
during
near Prairie Rose State Park.
During the chase, speeds along the interstate reached up to 90 miles per hour, and on the back roads, 50 to 70 miles per hour. The driver, 38-year-old Jeremy Samstead of St. James, Minnesota, was wanted on at least four warrants from as many states. He was taken into custody without further incident and transported to the Adair County Jail. There were no injuries reported and no damage to law enforcement or any other vehicles. That's a check of the news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.